My name is Vladislav Shpilevoy, and I will tell about SWIM protocol to build a cluster. My talk will follow this plan. First, I will tell about failure detection protocols, then predecessors of GOSI protocols. Then I will introduce you SWIM protocol and its algorithm. Afterwards, I will briefly introduce you Tarantul database in which this SWIM was implemented. And I will introduce how exactly it's implemented and with which extensions, which appear to be very important in production systems. After that, I will show some simple usage examples, performance measurement results, and plans for further development of SWIM as a protocol and as a part of Tarantul database. In the beginning, there was a server, a single machine which serves client requests, and everything was okay until it got overwhelmed and many servers were added to help it. And the problem of overload was gone. This is how horizontal scaling was invented. But new challenges appear. There emerged the task of failure detection in clusters. How to detect that a node has failed, and it was needed for eviction of dead nodes, for reparation of broken nodes, and for making centralized decisions in clusters, such as cluster leader change, or replication master failover, or synchronous replication transaction processing. And since 1980s, there has been an incredible growth of articles, researches, protocols, algorithms trying to solve this problem. Starting from simple ones such as let's establish connections between each nodes and just send ping messages and to such things as attempts to develop a reliable broadcast protocol for sending heartbeat messages. Unfortunately, all such solutions which make links all-to-all scale very poorly. They give quadratical complexity on message count in network, on connection count in network. So it just doesn't work in big clusters. And this is when GOSI protocols were invented, also known as infection style process protocols. They are good in this case because they give at most linear complexity depending on cluster size. How does it work? GOSI protocols describe efficient detection and